Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price with you on this Friday afternoon, welcoming in the weekend.
Yeah.
Fish Officially is here, so you can go ahead and smile about that. Hey, let's take a look at the three top stories you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, more problems for Santa Rosa developer Kip Walker as he continues to go around state and local regs at construction sites near Milton. FDEP ordered Walker to pay almost $200,000 for developing along Damon Drive in Avalon Beach. Recently, he was taken into custody for additional environmental violations. The new charges stem from violations committed in March at sites along Santa Monica Street between North 17th and North 18th Avenues.
And the waiting game is over for the city of Pensacola. Mayor Reeves now wants a definitive answer from Escambia County on whether they are going to be a part of the Baptist Hospital demolition and revitalization project. Reeves said if Escambia does not take up the issue at next Thursday's August 7th meeting, the city and Baptist Hospital will have to go back to the drawing board.
All right, here's your third story. More Lakeview Center employees have been arrested for not reporting alleged child abuse. PPD arresting 27-year-old Jessica Ryder, 40-year-old Ashley Melanie, on Thursday. Both have been charged with one count of failure to report child abuse. Their arrests originate from team manager Denise Webb's alleged child abuse arrest. And if you remember that went down last month.
Absolutely. And, you know, since we'll go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way here a little bit early because we do have several spots here that we got to touch on. Let's see. Well, for starters, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. All righty, looking at the roads here, do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road starting to develop if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some still at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We did have some backup starting to develop last hour on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That is still lingering a bit, with a little bit on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87 as well. Last major spot, going to be just a little bit of congestion on Highway 90, particularly if you are traveling eastbound. This is going to be heading towards the Walmart Supercenter in Pace. As for your weather, sitting at around 92 degrees, low of 79 tonight. We're going to see the rainfall chances creep up for your Saturday and Sunday, and the highs are going to lessen as a result. Saturday's high currently projected at 92, Sunday's only 89.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, we want to make sure we're following this. This is a big deal here. Pensacola's opportunity to purchase the old Escambia Medical Center on Palafox Street for $1.2 million has stalled. The proposed deal was to buy the building and two adjacent parcels of land. Now, the city says Real Business Consultants, they are the seller of the building, rescinded the offer after refusing to meet certain terms of the contract.
All right. And you may have heard some talk about this throughout the last several days. Pensacola police say that missing 71-year-old Dennis Jolly was safely located last night. Police had been looking for him since he disappeared from the Baptist ER last Friday, July 25th. He has medical conditions, including dementia, which put him at high risk. He was transported to Baptist Hospital for evaluation.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay. Florida is the third most restrictive state for birth control access. This is behind Kansas and Mississippi. The analysis found that 16 states are the most protective, with California and Washington topping those charts. 18 states were middle of the road, and another 16 states, including Florida, were the most restrictive.
And a South Florida celebrity hairstylist accused of sending sexually explicit photos, videos, and texts to a 15-year-old girl whom police say he was enticing into a sexual relationship. Officials say the teenager was a client of 37-year-old Ryan Thomas Pearl. The judge set bonds totaling $26,000 with a condition that Pearl have no unsupervised contact with juvenile clients. Among Pearl's clients listed on the Redken website include Christina Aguilera, Hailey Bieber, and Sophie Turner.
5:17. News Radio 92.3. Number of county sheriffs here in Florida are not happy with federal immigration authorities who are trying to recruit their deputies to come to work for their agency.
Not cool.
Oh, my goodness. What is it? Supply and demand here? Is that what we're going through?
Yes.
Evan Brown has a story from Miami.
Florida sheriffs are feeling a little betrayed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement now that the agency sent out tens of thousands of emails to their deputies in a poaching attempt.
Somebody in Washington needs to lose their job over this because this is ridiculous.
Wayne Ivey is the sheriff in Brevard County, Florida, the Melbourne area. He says Florida sheriffs have been the most proactive in helping ICE agents do their jobs. Now the agency is trying to lure their deputies with promises of recruiting bonuses worth $50,000.
What the hell were you thinking? Why would you go after those that are trying to help you?
ICE has yet to comment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Rick Scott is behind a bill designed to reduce food waste. Senator Scott introduced the Food Date Labeling Act yesterday, and it calls for food to have two labels. One would read, best if used by, and the other would read, use by. Scott says this would eliminate confusion around food expiration labels, avoid unnecessary food disposal, and save consumers money.
Well, we here in the state of Florida are honoring the late wrestling icon Hulk Hogan. Sure are. You wonder why those flags are flying at half staff today?
Now you know.
Pretty good reason. Here's Tom Graham.
Flags at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee are at half-staff in honor of the Hulkster as Governor Ron DeSantis declares August 1st Hulk Hogan Day in the state. For decades, Hogan traveled the country and globe, entertaining wrestling fans with his larger-than-life persona. But outside the ring, he called Clearwater, Florida, his home. Last month, paramedics were called to the 71-year-old's house over reports he was suffering from cardiac arrest. A medical examiner released a report Thursday concluding Hogan died from a heart attack. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the creation of a new immigration unit within FHP. The governor spoke this morning at FHP headquarters in Orlando, and he touted the Highway Patrol and other law enforcement agencies, saying that there's no other state in the country that can match Florida's. The meeting came after a dispute between the state's attorney general and Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings over noncompliance.
519 News Radio 92.3. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend has been transferred out of a prison in Tallahassee, moved her over to a federal prison in Bryan, Texas. Why has that happened? Jessica Rosenthal's in with the story.
No explanation was given for this transfer, though it comes just days after Ghislaine Maxwell spoke to Justice Department Attorney Todd Blanche. He said she answered all of his questions. Maxwell's been subpoenaed to testify before the House Oversight Committee, and while she said she'd do it only if she gets immunity or a pardon, that request was denied by the committee. Questions resurfaced after Attorney General Pam Bondi said they wouldn't be releasing any more files relating to the Epstein matter. President Trump said this past week he stopped associating with Epstein and kicked him out of his club after Epstein repeatedly poached his female spa staff at Mar-a-Lago over 20 years ago. The president also said he never traveled to Epstein's island. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And lastly, here a Miami pastor accused of running a fraud scheme targeting immigrants. Authorities say Pastor Nelson Ochoa Vasquez and his associate, Ismer Gonzalez, claimed to be immigration attorneys, although neither one has licensed, neither one's licensed to practice law here. They're not lawyers. They're accused of collecting over $20,000 from more than a dozen victims without providing any services. Charges include organized fraud and practicing law without a license. Both men were booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Friday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, "Don't talk about it, be about it." When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vibe Irie. An innovative innovative and multifaceted reggae party band from Pensacola. They play an electric selection of reggae, calypso, and trop rock hits, as well as original songs. So come on out and enjoy Pants on the Beach this Tuesday. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, NewsRadio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Just a little band from Texas there. So you see, top News Radio 92.3. Thanks for that super song. I haven't heard that in a while. New economic numbers released as President Trump's tariffs go into effect today. Mark Meredith reports from the White House.
The new government data out today shows the unemployment rate still above, just above 4%. Those numbers not up sharply from the month prior, where we saw more jobs added, 73,000 in the last month, still fewer than what economists were expecting. Most of the jobs added in healthcare as well as social services, another 12,000 jobs lost in the government, 84,000 government jobs lost since January. Overnight, the president issuing new tariff rates on a slew of countries ranging from 10 to 40%. The tariffs going into effect in less than a week. Democrats jumping all over this latest tariff plan, writing, Trump loves to brag about making deals. You would think he actually knows how to make one. Instead, Trump has spent 6 months dragging the country into his chaotic and reckless trade war.
I don't know where he gets this stuff at. Okay, it's 524, News Radio 92.3. The end of the trading week started with the new month off, just a little bit weaker after a bad jobs report. Daria Albinger has more.
Wall Street ends the week with a Friday sell-off. The Dow plunged 542 points. The Nasdaq gave up 472, and the S&P closed down 101. Top movers were Kiva, AlphaTech Holdings, and AppFolio. Losers, the Fluor Corporation, Insperity, and Innovix. The freefall started in response to the July employment report, which showed just 73,000 jobs were created last month. Unemployment ticked up nationally to 4.2%. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Yes, that is indeed what I'm doing. Yeah, we got some backups kind of here and there on 9 Mile Road. If you are traveling westbound, heading towards Palafox Street and then continuing westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going just to encounter some on and off congestion there. And I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, that's giving us problems, as it often does. Our biggest spot outside of that would have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 79 this evening. Saturday's high going to be 92 with some rainfall chances lingering. They're going to rise up a little bit more on Sunday, and the high is going to take a hit as a result. Sunday's high only sitting at around 89.
You know, I'm sure motorists are pretty happy about 9 Mile Road situation clearing up, because I know around 3:30 this afternoon they had a pretty big bust-em-up over there by the Penn Air Federal Building.
Right.
So anyway, good information to pass along. Traffic flowing a little bit better over there. You heard the local snapshot in terms of what the weather was going to do here locally. Temperatures are cooling down in the Northeast and on the rise in the South. Yes, this is a snapshot of the national picture. Adam Klotz has the report.
Heat alerts remain in effect across the deep South, where it'll feel like 105 to 110 degrees from eastern Texas through the lower Mississippi Valley. Along the I-95 corridor, conditions have improved after Thursday's storms. Skies will be clearing and no widespread flood risk is expected, despite light showers lingering. A much cooler air mass is settling in across the northern plains and upper Midwest, where highs will be 10 to 15 degrees below average through the weekend. And on the West Coast, gusty winds and low humidity are keeping fire danger elevated across parts of Northern California and Oregon. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to reposition in response to inflammatory statements from Moscow. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said he made the decision after former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called Trump's new deadline for Russia to agree to end the fighting with Ukraine an additional step towards war.
527. News Radio 92.3, members of Congress debating ways to potentially ban lawmakers from trading stocks. The numbers are like phenomenal. The recent poll they did, it says like 92% of the people do not want them trading stocks. Mm. Ryan Smeltz has details from Capitol Hill.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he spoke with President Trump about not supporting a bill proposed by fellow Republican Josh Hawley that would ban senators and House members from trading stocks. Scott claims it would target the current president as well.
Why would we give the Democrats another opportunity to attack the president? That's exactly what this bill was done.
After being criticized in a Truth Social posting, Senator Hawley says he spoke with President Trump, telling him the bill would exempt the current administration and not take effect until a new one takes over in 2029. Several bills have been introduced on a bipartisan basis to ban the practice of those in office trading stocks. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the mayor of Cincinnati says people are trying to racially divide his city after a viral downtown brawl got the attention of the nation. Mayor Aftab Perival held a press event today where he implored residents to reject that effort and promised those involved will be brought to justice. Police Chief Teresa Teige says six people have been charged and the investigation is ongoing. If you don't know the video of last weekend, it was an incident that spread across social media showing a white man and a woman being physically attacked by several black people.
It was a mob attack on that.
I haven't seen it.
It is absolutely chilling. The candle was lit this morning down at the Cape. New crew members for the International Space Station are now en route to the orbiting outpost aboard a SpaceX capsule. Evan Brown reports from Cape Canaveral.
A day after storm clouds forced a call off, SpaceX launched its Dragon capsule named Endeavour from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
2-1, mission. Engines full power and liftoff. Go Falcon, go NASA, go Crew 11.
Carrying two U.S. astronauts, one Japanese astronaut, and one Russian cosmonaut to the International Space Station. They'll arrive there early Saturday. It's the 11th time SpaceX has ferried astronauts for its NASA contract. The capsule performed with no problems, and its Falcon 9 rocket's first stage landing gracefully back at the Florida coast.
And thanks for flying SpaceX.
In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
I like that nice touch. Thanks for flying SpaceX. Okay, summer concert series. Go ahead, put this on your calendar. The weather's playing out nice. Tuesday, it's Vibe Era. Got to do that with a Jamaican accent there. Curtain Rises, Casino Beach Pavilion, 7 o'clock Tuesday night. All right. We'll do some sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. July jobs report not great. And President Trump firing the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner after that weaker-than-expected report. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett on the Fox Business Network casting doubt on some of these numbers.
The BLS has been revising numbers all over the place in a way that makes it so that I don't think anybody really can trust that the numbers are right whichever way they're going.
President Trump is bringing back a presidential fitness test after a 12-year hiatus. On the Fox News Channel, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says bringing it back will prepare American kids for the real world.
If we want to prepare children for a future, if we want to prepare, if we want a country that is strong in the world, we need kids who are willing to compete.
Former President Obama got rid of the test in 2013. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3. and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
I'll return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, there are more problems for Santa Rosa developer Kip Walker as he continues to go around state and local regulations at construction sites near Milton. FDEP ordered Walker to pay almost $200,000 for developing along Damon Drive in Avalon Beach. Recently, he was taken into custody for additional environmental violations. The new charges stem from violations committed in March at sites along Santa Monica Street between North 17th and North 18th Avenues.
Okay, here's your second story of the afternoon. The waiting game's over for the city of Pensacola. Mayor Reeves now wants a definitive answer from Escambia County on whether they're going to be a part of the Baptist Hospital demolition and revitalization project. Reeves says if Escambia doesn't take up the issue at next Thursday's, it's August 7th, by the way, meeting, the city and Baptist Hospital will have to go back to the drawing board.
I'd say that's fair. And your third top story this afternoon, more Lakeview Center employees have been arrested for not reporting alleged child abuse. PPD arrested 27-year-old Jessica Ryder and 40-year-old Ashley Malloy on Thursday. Both have been charged with one count of failure to report child abuse. Their arrests originate from team manager Denise Webb's alleged child abuse arrest that took place last month.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Lulu's has landed at Gulf Shores International Airport.
Hey,
Lucy right. Buffett's Coastal Restaurant opening a new store inside that terminal. And yes, Lucy is Jimmy Buffett's sister. The new store is part of the airport's broader plans to meet rising travel demand following the recent launch of Allegiant Air over there. And by the way, when you're waiting to board, grab a bite, sip something cold, and remember, no flip-flops are required.
All right. And also the town of Century relocating its next council meeting due to a failed AC unit at Town Hall. I want to give you another reminder of this. The meeting will take place on Tuesday, August 5th at the Century Community Center or the Ag Building on West Highway 4. The HVAC issue caused temperatures in the council chamber to rise into the 80s during previous meetings. Although other areas of the building remain air conditioned, repairs are planned.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
He keeps raking.
Down the fly ball. This carries back. It keeps carrying back. It is gone! Cal Raleigh with a rainmaker just over the wall in right field.
Seattle's Cal Raleigh with his MLB-leading 42nd home run on Root Sports Northwest. Raleigh now holds the record for home runs by a switch-hitting catcher. The Mariners beat the Rangers 6-0. Now, the Braves outlasted the Reds 12-11 in 10 innings, but it was a crazy, crazy game. The game was tied at 3 in the 8th inning. The Braves, they scored 8 runs. Then Cincinnati with 8 straight hits, they scored 8 runs. A wild, wild game there. Meanwhile, in New York, the Yankees winning their third straight game. They beat the Rays 7-4. Now, all of this happening on trade deadline day. 35 trades in all, 50 over 2 days. In fact, in the middle of a Yankees game, shortstop Jose Caballero got traded from the Rays to, you guessed it, the Yankees. Caballero, he's tied for the MLB lead in stolen bases. San Diego Padres burned up the phone lines. They made some several key acquisitions. They got first baseman Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Ramon Laureano from the Orioles. They also got closer Mason Millen and starter J.P. Sears from the Athletics. And they picked up a catcher from the Royals, Freddie Fermin. All-star Carlos Correa headed back to Houston. He waived his no-trade clause with the Twins. Also back, football. The Chargers roll over the Lions 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And from the NFL, what would it be without a wide receiver unhappy? Terry McLaurin, he wants a new deal with the Commanders. Otherwise, he wants a trade, and he has requested one. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And this was a scare. The mascot for the NHL, Seattle Kraken, was chased by a grizzly bear while shooting a promotional video. Kraken forward John Hayden and the mascot Bowie were in a river fishing when a grizzly entered the water on the other side. A video posted to X showed them walking away from the bear, but the bear followed and began to even chase them before it turned away. They got safely to the other side of the river.
I guess they won't go back to that part of the river anymore.
Yeah, man, I mean, you're in the woods, you got to worry about
stuff
like
that. Well, the bear's market is territory. You, out of here.
That's its turf.
This is my area. Hey, less than 24 hours after Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin asked for out of Washington, another NFL star is requesting a trade. Can you say Parsons?
I can.
Yes, you can, and so can Joe Morgan.
Two-time All-Pro pass rusher Micah Parsons has submitted a trade request to the Cowboys, Parsons said in a lengthy social media post on Friday. Parsons showed up to training camp despite not having a new deal in place, but the four-time Pro Bowler said the Cowboys have not had a single conversation with his agent about a contract. Parsons wrote in part, quote, "Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here," adding, quote, "I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates." In his four NFL seasons, Parsons has been dominant, recording 52.5 sacks as he prepares to enter the fifth and final year of his rookie deal. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the NFL reportedly agreeing to a billion-dollar deal with ESPN for media assets. That's according to The Athletic, which said an official announcement from Disney is expected next week. The deal will see the NFL's popular Red Zone programming move to ESPN. The sports network will also have access to the NFL Network, as well as 7 more regular season games. The NFL will receive equity in ESPN in exchange.
Well, the president fitness test is back. Good news here after a 12-year pause. Well, Max Gordon, following this story for us on News Radio 92.3.
Tell your kids to start training now. President Trump is bringing the presidential fitness test back to public schools. The details about what will be in this iteration of the fitness test aren't out yet, but traditionally it's been a combination of running, push-ups, sit-ups, and pull-ups. The test dates back to 1956 with the Eisenhower administration and was aimed at encouraging American kids to get fitter. In 2013, President Obama did away with the presidential fitness test, replacing it with the Presidential Youth Fitness Program, which focused more on overall health. But now Trump is bringing the test back, saying he wants to build a nation of strong, proud, unstoppable young Americans. In Santa Monica, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gretch with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Well, it seems like we're headed for some showdowns in the NFL. Terry McLaurin in Washington has requested a trade. Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati has requested a trade. And Micah Parsons in Dallas has requested a trade. Will all three of these guys remain in their locations? I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see how each individual organization positions this with the player and then their teammates. This is Gretch.
you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This is my college campus.
Correct, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some college items.
My daughter's room is pretty bare. We need a lamp, some comfy pillows, her favorite stuffy.
Dad, with pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA. Literally anywhere.
Sweet, more time for gaming.
And studying. Wait, where are you going now?
Have to show the Ultimate Frisbee team how easy it is to order from IKEA. Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Choose from thousands of pickup locations, affordable delivery options, and more.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, with the new school year just around the corner, public health officials are demanding that parents get their kids vaccinated. Steve Kerrigan has more.
As the country sees its worst year for measles in decades, vaccination rates are once again declining. According to federal health data, 92.5% of kindergartners received the required measles, mumps, and rubella shot last school year. That's down about 0.2% from the year before. The number of children exempt from vaccine requirements also reached an all-time high of about 4% last year. According to the CDC, every state allows exemptions for children with certain medical conditions that prevent them from getting shots. Most will also consider religious reasons.
And several Democratic-led states are suing the Trump administration over its efforts to limit gender-affirming care. The lawsuit targets an executive order that aims to undermine support for what the federal government refers to as gender ideology. Attorney General Rob Bonta says his state of California recognizes gender-affirming care as medically necessary health care and says that the state prohibits health care providers from discriminating against patients on the basis of gender identity.
There has been an unfortunate health diagnosis for a major pop star, Monica DeLuca. As Moral News Radio 92.3.
Justin Timberlake sharing a statement with fans online that he recently found out he has Lyme disease, saying in part, quote, "When I first got the diagnosis, I was shocked for sure, but at least I could understand why I would be on stage and in a massive amount of nerve pain, or just feeling crazy fatigue or sickness." The Grammy winner has been on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour since April 2024 and performed his final show Wednesday in Istanbul. The 44-year-old singer says he decided to share the news, quote, "Not so you feel bad for me, but to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes." His wife, actress Jessica Biel, shared his statement to her Instagram as well. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
10,000 steps may no longer be the target for those looking to stay healthy. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. We've heard it before, get your 10,000 steps in every day to stay healthy. New research is putting that number up for debate. The research published in Lancet Public Health suggests a significantly lower number, finding that 7,000 steps was linked to numerous health benefits, including a much lower risk of all causes of mortality measured, including lower risks of cardiovascular disease and cancer. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene says New Yorkers can average between 6 and 10,000 steps per day, which according to the Mayo Clinic is more than three times as much as the average American every day. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on I-10 still if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and may have a little bit at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. That's the good part about this time every afternoon. As for your weather, at least locally, 92 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Saturday, going to have a high of 92, but that's not as bad as the past few days because of some rainfall chances creeping up, and Sunday's going to be looking even better as the storm chances creep up higher. Sunday's high only sitting at 89.
All right. It's kind of moving along this afternoon. Hey, it's the weekend. Go ahead and smile about that. This is News Radio 92.3. You gave a pretty good summation about local weather conditions and things like that. Let me take you on a national trip here. Parts of the upper Midwest reporting some of the worst air quality in the world. This is due to smoke from ongoing Canadian wildfires. Jeff Manasso has more from Chicago.
The sun here in Chicago clouded by a thick haze as Canadian wildfire smoke returns, along with unhealthy air quality alerts in effect for all of Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan, along with parts of Indiana, Nebraska, and Missouri, with air quality expected to get worse across 12 upper Midwest states through mid-weekend from wildfires in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba that have burned all summer. Public health officials recommending that people with medical conditions, older adults, children, and teens avoid strenuous outdoor activities, keep time outside short, and move activities indoors until the smoke clears. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The latest jobs report left a lot to be desired. Daria Albinger explains why this is.
The July job report was weak all the way around. Job creation was lower in most sectors, with just 73,000 new positions created last month. That's way down from the 110,000 that economists were estimating. Unemployment nationally ticked up to 4.2%. Add to that the June job creation, which had been reported at 147,000 new positions. It was revised downward a lot to just over 14,000. The question now, is this the start of a trend or is it a one-off? We often see the job report a little lower in July as teens begin to quit their summer jobs and as they prepare to go back to school. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Moderna today lowering the high end of its 2025 revenue outlook due to a delay in vaccine shipments to the UK, but they did beat Wall Street expectations for the second quarter. The results came one day after Moderna announced plans to slash 10% of its workforce. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow tumbling more than 540 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by more than 100, and the Nasdaq losing 2.2%. ExxonMobil reporting second quarter earnings that lagged significantly compared to last year. Exxon's net income fell 23% to $7.1 billion, or $1.64 a share. Oil prices are down about 10% compared to last year. U.S. crude oil futures, meanwhile, for September, falling close to 3%. They're sitting above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Nice warm afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Major League Baseball preparing to host its Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway tomorrow. Ashley Webster is reporting from Bristol this afternoon.
The Atlanta Braves, Cincinnati Reds. By the way, from Bristol, it's about equidistant to Atlanta and Cincinnati, so it makes sense that those teams are playing here. The Braves like to call this Braves country, but the Reds would beg to differ. But the first pitch is tomorrow night, 7:15 p.m. on the Fox Sports Network. Their coverage will begin at 6 p.m. They even have kind of NASCAR-like numbering, which is really quite impressive. They're going to have them being put in buggy. He's taken out to the field. It's just going to be all sorts of interesting cross promotion for NASCAR and baseball.
Now, we were just hearing a moment ago about the job report. Well, that's very important because one of the headlines in the business world today is President Trump reportedly firing the Labor Department statistics chief after this week report. Not only did the report fall well below expectations for job additions, but it also revised the May and June numbers downward by more than 200,000 jobs combined. Trump took to social media and implied the labor statistics chief, Erica McIntyre, manipulated the data for political purposes and ordered the Biden appointee be fired.
You need to go a little bit deeper in the story if you want to follow this, folks, because there's many layers involved here, especially about her past being a Biden appointee and jacking the numbers up in Biden's favor for the 24 election. There's a lot of instances there. So before,
that's what he says. He says she manipulated
that's
it.
That's exactly right. So before you take an opinion here, do your homework, check it out, and see what's really behind the scenes. It's not Trump going off on an ego trip here. It's not. There's some tangible information to pass along to you. Hey, the operator of America's largest power grid warning that rising AI-driven electricity demand could contribute to higher energy prices this summer. Kelly Sabrini explains from Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Behind us is a Microsoft data center, which is 200,000 square feet and can fit 3.5 football fields. And just next door, being built, is one twice the size. It's going to be built by Compass. And when done, it will be the fifth most powerful in the Chicagoland area. Now, what can we expect with that being said for our electricity bills? Well, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, home electricity costs went up nearly 6% year over year as several utility companies hiked rates on consumers. PJM, which manages much of the eastern United States' energy, saw the price for backup power shoot up 800% compared to the year before as more data centers continually go online.
All righty, knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Friday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Corporal John Vail was on patrol when his truck flipped.
I realized I can't move my legs.
When John arrived at the VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at pva.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this case that got overturned because the defendant was not allowed to have an attorney present during his questioning. Very important local case. The Escambia County School Board votes to increase your millage by a half a mil. Shared their conversation with you. Our good friend Ryan Jenkins showed up with a farm update. And why did the Brits reclassify Mary Poppins? Listen to the Transgressors Memorial Service to find out. You can catch all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You live wondering why you haven't before. If you are confused, check with the sun. Carry a compass.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand in the place where you live. Now face no more. Think about direction. Wonder why you haven't now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face no more. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't before.
5:55. All right. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, he's all cranked up here, ready to look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, absolutely. Luckily, there's not too much to dig into here. The main spot that was giving us trouble in our last update was going to have to be I-10 if you were traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But even that one was just giving us some of our usual traffic issues, which appear to be slowly but surely decreasing. So I'm sure over the course of the next 10 to 20 minutes or so, that should just about be smooth sailing. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 79 tonight. This weekend's going to see the highs start to creep down as we're heading into your next work week. Saturday's high, 92. Sunday's only 89. This is because of some increasing rainfall chances in the area over the next few days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, before I dive into this pop culture situation, I want to just kind of tag on the story you just did about the construction on the 10 freeway going on. I did want to pass this story along. More freeway construction is planned. FDOT's going to be resurfacing a portion of the 10 freeway through early 2026. The $7.4 million project will be introduced from east of Highway 29 to Exit 13. That is east of Davis Highway. Motorists will experience construction delays from 8 to 6, just what you were talking about, getting ready for the nighttime construction.
Yay.
So we're going to see construction situations for quite a while there on the 10 freeway. Hey, Barnard College, if I were to say that to you, you would probably not know where that was. Well, maybe you would, since it's been in the kind of in the topic of discussion for the past couple of weeks. Barnard College is a little college up there in the New York City metro area, and it's part of Columbia.
Okay.
Well, they have laid off dozens of employees weeks after the settlement of an anti-Semitism suit. They got themselves in a little bit of trouble. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
Nearly 80 full-time employees are getting the axe following the settlement of a lawsuit brought by Jewish students claiming the Columbia University-affiliated school failed to address hatred toward Jews on campus. The school was already about $250,000 in debt. As part of the settlement, the school has agreed to appoint a coordinator to ensure compliance with anti-discrimination laws. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And South Park, set to leave HBO Max on August 5th. We've been talking about South Park a lot lately. HBO Max has been home to South Park's entire 26-season library for the past 5 years now, but the streaming rights for the long-running animated comedy have become a global exclusive on Paramount+. It comes after Park County and Paramount made a deal last month that includes 50 new episodes of the series over 5 years in addition to the global streaming rights.
Well, this is an interesting one. You hear about chases and the cars they use to get in the middle of these things.
Right.
Well, a Massachusetts suspect is hospitalized after leading police on a chase with an unusual getaway vehicle. You're going to like this one. Here's Tom Graham.
An erratic high-speed chase on Massachusetts roads ended with the suspect crashing a stolen garbage truck on a bridge in Everett, north of Boston. Investigators say they received a pair of reports about suspect Admilson Viscano acting strangely and shoplifting at two separate convenience stores. The 33-year-old then fled in his SUV but wrecked it. He then began darting through traffic, attempting to hijack another vehicle. He ultimately ended up behind the wheel of a trash truck before quickly crashing it as well. Police say an officer shot Viscano after he forced a truck driver out of the vehicle. He remains hospitalized. Tom Graham, Fox News.
I told you you'd like that story. Former Vice President Kamala Harris won't say who's actually leading the Democratic Party right now. Nobody knows,
what?
Really. Ryan Schmelz has those details.
As Democrats try to find their footing ahead of the 2026 midterms and after a disappointing 2024 election cycle that left Republicans with control of the White House and Congress, Vice President Kamala Harris says she doesn't believe the leader and future of the party should be on one person right now.
I think it is a mistake for us who want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it to put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders.
Those comments made during an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The former vice president this week announced she would not be running for governor of California. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday rolling out today through August 31st. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying sales tax. There you go. Coming up in 12, have some more information for you. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.